Welcome to Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 4:37 Irish Summertime. Today is April 18th. And I apologize for recording the audio quite so early, but I'm catching a flight over to London to attend Grayson Fuller's wedding and Andrew, her fiance, which we are very much looking forward to. But for that reason, I'm catching a flight in an hour and a half's time, so I will be making this quite brief. The main stories here today are that you're definitely getting a bit of a pause in stock markets. The Nikkei was up marginally, up 139 points, but when you look at that on the chart, it's really not too much. The Hang Seng down just a little bit, and the Australian index, the ASX 200, up 50 points, which was 0.81%. That was probably one of the better gains around. In other developed markets in Asia, Singapore was pretty much unchanged. India was pretty steady in here today as well. Now, earlier on, Europe had sold off really quite significantly, but as of right now, they're reasonably well off the lows. The DAX is down 63 points right now to 72.85. It has been down over 1%, but has rallied off those lows. But what we have seen is that a number of the European markets in particular have rallied up, and they became a little bit overextended, and they diverged rather significantly from their 200-day moving averages. So it wouldn't be at all surprising to see a little bit of a pause up here. We would need to see some sort of downward dynamics really to offset potential for further upside. But at the moment, we're getting a bit of a pause. In the US, you had some really very strong earnings in on JP Morgan. And while the US markets have been down in the futures, they have rallied rather well. JP Morgan profit rises to record as fees counter losses on subprime loans. So you are seeing some of the banks at least coming in with strong gains, and because the banking sector pretty much across the board has been underperforming, this is really rather good news. On the other hand, Motorola posted 181 million loss, and that's the first time in 4 years that their sales have fallen. So there's good news and bad news out there, but good news for the banks is pretty much good news for the market. Looking at some of the other markets, we are seeing a little bit of a rally in government bonds. Treasuries are up 10 points; they're at 111.14. So they found some support there above 110, rallying a little bit in here. But we haven't seen anything in the way of really upward dynamics, and it would need to, I think, really sustain a move above 112 to sort of break the potential for some further downside over the short term. You also have a move here on the gilts and the bunds. They're both up, and they have been down on consecutive days. The gilts are up 36 points, that's 117, sorry, 107.18, and bunds are up a quarter of 1 point, they're of 114.16. So we are getting a little bit of a rally in these. You had that very big tail on the gilts, I think it was yesterday, and this bit of follow through in here today is really showing us that they were a bit overextended on the downside, and there had been support around 106. So we're getting a bit of a rally in government bonds. That's not going to do the stock markets any medium-term harm, although just in the short term, if bonds go up, equities could come down, and that's really over the very short term in just a couple of days. Looking at the precious metals, gold is up 230 as we speak. It has been winging around quite a bit in here. The high is at 691, and the low is at 685, and it's currently at 688.85. So this really does look like it's going to push up through this sort of $700 level, but it doesn't look like it's going to do it today. We do appear to be getting a bit of a consolidation underneath the psychological 700 level, and you can say a pretty similar story for silver, except that now it's $14. It's right now it's at 1396.5. It's down 5.5 cents, but it has been as high as 1409 and as low as 1388. So winging around quite a bit here, and you are getting a little bit of resistance around the psychological $14 level. But we don't see any evidence, as of yet at least, that this is anything more than a little consolidation around these levels before pushing higher. Palladium, which has been really rather an impressive performer following that breakout a couple of days ago, it's at, well, I suppose a week ago at this point, it's at 381.30. That's up nearly $1. And platinum has been the stellar performer here today. It's at 12.99 as I speak. That's up $18. And that's pretty much the high of the day. So that's a rather impressive upward move there in platinum. The industrial metals are a little bit softer here today. Nickel down 500, copper down 440. That's at 663.30. But that's following very impressive day yesterday. And looking at a couple of the other commodities, cocoa had a very good day yesterday. It's down a little bit here today, down 33 points. That's at 19,956 in the US contract. But this is one of the most impressive developing, or one of the most impressive breakouts from a base in markets today. And that does look like it's going to reaffirm the uptrend any day now. And coffee has also steadied up a little bit in here today. It's at 109.80. That's up 20 cents. Looking at the currency markets, the pound had been stronger in here today. It got up as high as 201.33, but it's currently at $2.39. So almost flat on $2. It's down just marginally on the day. The dollar has strengthened up, or at least steadied up, I think, in here a bit today. Of course, the market is far from over yet, but it does look like this has been a day where the dollar has strengthened a bit. The euro is almost unchanged. It's just up 8 ticks versus the dollar, and the yen is marginally stronger in here. It's stronger by 64 ticks. It's 118.27. So going forward, it does look like, you know, we have a little bit of steadying in the dollar, but this downtrend is still very much intact, and I'd be surprised if we don't see it test to the lows that it posted in the dollar index over the last 4 or 5 years. That's around 80. So a bit to go in that yet. But of course, in the competitive world of globalization, no country wants a strong currency, particularly those reserve currencies. So the higher the euro and the pound go, the greater we're going to hear the bleating. And I wonder how far the Bank of England is going to allow the pound to advance. Of course, manufacturing isn't nearly as important in the UK as it is in the Eurozone, so we may see it go a little bit higher. But it's not in the Bank of England's interest to have a particularly strong currency. So that's pretty much it for me, and I will be writing and recording from London tomorrow. And thank you very much for your time.